Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, you know, baby, it's Ketchup Luz.
And it's Dr. Boom.
Oh, my jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Bones.
What's up, man? What's
Dude, I haven't seen your black ass in ages.
I haven't seen you in forever, man.
Dude, you know what I have seen? You know what I have seen?
What you seen?
I've seen a baby, too.
Well, I've seen a baby.
Dude, it was pretty cute.
To everybody out there, if you have not seen a baby, like... A baby, like, just newborn, like, the smell.
I mean, just, like, pop right out of the, you know?
Little baby pops out.
It's pretty crazy.
Straight up like bacon.
Sizzling, and then see, like, a pound of bacon.
Exactly. Vanilla Ice. Check out his new show on DIY Network.
Does he have a new show? I didn't know that.
New show on DIY Network. It's called Vanilla Ice, Flipping House.
Wow. Well, I'm not watching that.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about babies.
His baby, dude, our friend Rudy...
He had a baby.
He had a baby? Like, who has a baby?
Who has a baby when you're 17? You know
Not me.
Not me.
Because, you know, I'm going places.
Me too. I'm going places. I'm not going to be stuck in a shack until I'm 30.
flipping burgers like Raider Nash. What?
Oh, what?
But, the baby is pretty cute.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to say to the people that are calling in right now, I just got a text right now from this person I know. And she said that she can't call right now because all the spots are taken. So,
wow.
I don't know. This is true. This is true, guys. I'm getting texts right now. People saying all the spots are taken. So that means all 30 spots are taken, guys.
You guys need to calm down. Because, you know, I mean, what can you say, though? Yeah, I don't know, baby.
I'm humbled. I just want to tell you guys that. I'm really humbled that all 30 spots are taken. And thank
I
you
love
guys.
It. I love it.
You guys are going to have a good show tonight. We're going to call two people to interview us, because you guys don't know about us. You just hear us like, that's Dr. Bones, that's Tetra, you know?
I mean, his magnificent, lovely voice, thank the gods for that, you know? But
so
there's more to us than these six-pack, you know?
Do you guys know we got theme songs? You guys know that?
When we
walk into a building, we got theme songs.
I have my own.
You want me to play it?
I think you should play it, and just picture me walking with a little bit of swag.
This is Tetra's theme song, right here. Okay. Tetra is walking in. This is what's going to play.
Come da vacca virgida va bene. Si tu la parla mi è americano.
Oh, you already know, baby. You already know. Is that Tetra Blonde? And then you start walking. Start walking.
Oh, my
Looking
God.
At all the girls. You see that? You feel me? You feel me?
What can you say to that?
You already know, baby. That's what I would say.
You already know, baby. And you guys know that on this show, that's a slogan. You already know, baby.
Yeah, I already know, baby. We have T-shirts in the making.
It's going to have Tetra Blaz's face. It's going to have Dr. Bones' face. On the back, it's going to have our number. Our number
Ooh.
To call in. Wait.
Yikes.
I would tell you guys to call in right now, 760-454-8843, but all the spots are taken. So.
Oh. And, you know, I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you have already called in. So,
Exactly, so.
You can't do that.
Oh, wait. It's down to 28. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
If you want to call in right now.
Call right now, please.
Call right now.
Tell your friends.
Anyway,
let them know.
Back to what I was saying. That's Tetra's song. I got a song, too. And my song.
How does it go?
My song wasn't that bad. Here we go.
I feel you.
That's you feel me?
I feel you, baby. You already know.
That's my song. I walk in anywhere. I walk into the bank. I walk into the bank. People start ripping my clothes off. And that song's playing.
Dude,
like,
you breaking necks? Are you breaking necks?
I'm breaking necks. People turn around looking at me.
Oh, looking left and right, seeing who that is?
They're feeling my pretty boy swag, you feel me?
Oh, hey, don't ever say that to me again. Don't you do that to me. I will end this right now.
Nah, you wouldn't, because we got all 30 slots filled again.
Oh, my geez. I think we need to make it bigger, actually.
Make it bigger. Once we get more sponsors and stuff, we'll do it. So, yeah.
You know who we're getting sponsored by? I don't know if the people know, but should I let them know?
Tell them.
Top Ramen. They've enjoyed what we've been doing, and they're like, I want to be a part of this because I know it's going to be big.
Exactly.
And I was like,
they were like, you know, you guys appeal to a much younger generation, a generation of kids who just chill and they do their homework all day, you know? These are the type of people that want to listen to our stuff and want to be part of us, you know?
I mean, they sprinkle us with Maruchan and,
sprinkle
you know,
Maruchan.
We do what we do. That's why we smell so good.
That's exactly. We smell like ramen noodles.
Oh, don't you love that?
But back to babies, guys. I mean, I just want to drop some knowledge on you. If you haven't seen a newborn baby, I mean, you're missing out. Go out and have one. Do something.
Go on Google and check it out real quick.
Go on Google and check it out.
Because, what was his name? Rodolfo Johnny Cervantes?
Rodolfo Johnny Cervantes.
Oh, I love that little boy.
I love him. Like, when it came out, I was like, what? Is this him?
Is this that scumbag we've been talking about?
I just couldn't believe it, you know, but...
I thought he was going to be a lot different, actually.
I thought he was going to be black, guys.
I thought he was going to look like a freaking gorilla. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. It's just, it's really heartwarming, to say the least.
It is.
Like I was saying, today's show, we're going to call a couple people to interview, to talk about how they know us, how they've seen us, because you guys don't know who we are. You just call in and listen to us, and you're like, dang, these guys are tight. I want to be like them. But, we could be serial killers. You guys don't know that.
We can go to your house right now. You know when you call in, the numbers that you call, we trace them.
We trace them. I know every single number. It's right here.
Oh,
way
to go, guys.
A caller just dropped.
Oh, God. We're just kidding.
We're just kidding.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you, guys.
Are the cars going back up? I know it is.
No, we got 29 right now. We got still one more. Somebody just
dropped
by, so we're serial killers.
Wow. Can you guys grow up for a second?
Grow up, guys.
But,
yeah, people need to know who we are, so we're going to interview some people. It's just to say how we are. They've seen us around. We're not going to tell you guys our real names. You guys will never know. You're not going to know who we are. Ever.
Ketchup Blaz, that's a fake name.
A
who
fake
has a name Blaz? That's fake.
Okay, go ask people. You know Dr. Bones? You're going to sound like a fool. Go ask somebody.
You're going to sound like a fool with those buns.
Exactly. You're going to go up to your friend, hey, you listen to Dr. Bones? What are you talking about? See?
Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bones.
But wait a couple of months. You're going to be like, you listen to Dr. Bones? The guy from the radio show?
Dr. Bones is dope. You know?
Dr. Bones is ridiculous.
That guy's off the chain. That's what's going to happen.
Should it happen right now? Are they ready for it?
Are they ready? All right, we're going to call our first interview person. Her name is Alexis, if I'm correct. I think it's Alexis.
Is it Alexis?
I don't know. She's seen me around the school I go to, which is undisclosed. But
I don't think I've ever seen her in my life, actually.
I don't think you have, but she's really cool. And she's going to talk, and we're going to talk about how she sees me around school and just how cool I am. Not how cool I am, but just, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
All right. Hey, I'm going to set that up real quick, Dr. Bond.
Right. Set it up, man.
Yeah, I already know.
Do it. Hello.
Sí, bueno.
What?
Wow. What is this?
Hello?
Sí, con quién hablo?
Are you being serious right now?
Is this a joke?
No.
Wow, it is not a joke?
This isn't a joke?
No.
You understand English, you just don't speak it? Wow, how does that work?
So you don't speak English?
No. Hit the road,
Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more. Got rid of her. Got rid of that joker.
Got rid of that joker. You gonna come mess around with us?
Because I say F Mexico. Sorry, guys, but I'm all American, baby. I'm all American. You don't speak Spanish on my show. What the heck's wrong with you? Shoot.
Tetra don't mess around.
I don't play around when it comes to America, baby.
Tetra does not mess around. Man,
But maybe we should call her back again.
Maybe
she won't be so
back.
Stupid this time.
Maybe she'll like talk real this time and not some foreign language, which America can't understand.
With the bones.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna set this up. I'll be right back.
Set it up.
Yeah.
Are you going to try being American now?
This time I do. I don't know what happened. I just, yeah.
You don't know what happened?
Was it flashbacks to Mexico? What is that?
See, that's what happens when people are crazy on this show. They get the
They get the boot.
They get the boot.
Oh, hell no.
Did you feel bad after you got the boot?
No, I was waiting for the call, actually.
Did you want to cry when you got the boot?
No.
Did you laugh?
Yeah, I actually did. I was like, oh, they're
going to
call back, and yep,
you
can call back.
What if we didn't call back?
What if we didn't?
Well, I think we did stuff, so. You guys call, it happens.
Okay. Hear me out. You know who Dr. Bones is, right?
Yeah.
Don't say my name. That's a big catastrophe. I have people on roofs trying to snipe me.
Yeah, I didn't know, baby.
I know, baby.
That's who's making that little freaking caca sound? That's what I want to know.
But... So just tell the people how I am, normally. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Do it. You should do it.
If I accidentally say your name, oops. No, I'm just kidding. I won't.
Okay. You sound really nervous. Are you nervous? Because you're in front of, like, 30 people right now.
30? Oh, that's a poquito.
Wow.
I don't know what that... Hey, my finger's on the trigger to hit the road jack.
You need to calm down. You need to calm down.
You need to calm down with that.
Okay, here I go. So this person, he's pretty cool.
Okay.
That's the understatement. He's pretty great, actually.
Yeah.
Well, he's really unique. I mean, he's like everything, you know? Like, he's like Mexicano, then again, he's like this, and he's like that, and he's like that. Like, he's like a variety. Really cool.
Is he like this and like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If I say more, I think people will know who it is. Then again, he's smart. He's better, like, in science than me. I have to... Honestly, I don't know who's better in piano. We still have to battle, so I'm not sure.
That's true.
Does he like romantic walks on the beach?
No way.
Oh, my jeez.
Better in piano, actually, so, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds pretty accurate. Oh, okay, continue.
His hair. I hate it when he cuts it, because, like, it's just... The hair goes away. It's better when it's long.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Don't cut your hair.
What am I, like Samson? When I cut my hair, I lose all my strength?
Yes, you do.
Did he lose all the swagger?
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
All right, let's not talk about the Bible, because I'll do that if you want. No, but let me see. What's the movie called? Your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is 500 Days of Summer. For the people out there,
yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it, 500 Days of Summer is one of the greatest movies of all mankind.
One of the greatest songs, Octopus's Garden.
Octopus's Garden's on there. One of the
best. Yeah, I didn't know, baby.
Well, he tries to be like him, but if he keeps cutting his hair like that, he won't look like him anymore.
Yikes. Get him. Get him.
Yikes, you just roasted me. I can take it.
Ooh.
All right. This is nice. What do you have to say about Tetra? Do you know anything about Tetra? He's pretty crazy.
I've heard crazy stuff, but I don't know him personally.
What do you got to say about him after you've heard some shows? How do you think he is?
Weird.
He's weird?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow. You need to calm down.
No, but it's the coolest. Stop. He'll go away.
Whoa. But.
Wow.
But you know what? I thank you. I thank you for this time. I mean.
It was nice. It was nice.
You let people into the lives of what it's like to, like, be around me. Because, like, people don't know me. They're like, we got people in Wisconsin listening to this show. And they're like...
I think they're crying. I think they're here by now, because that was beautiful.
Exactly. They're like, you know, who is this? Who is this Dr. Bones? Who is he? And I think you just let him know, you know?
Lots and lots of buttons. Lots and lots of buttons.
Wow. He's a little more than that, actually.
I'm a lot more than that. But you know what? Thank you. Thank you for this. Really, thank you.
Yeah, you know what to do, baby. You know what to do.
Bye, team. Bye. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back
no more. Hit the road, Jack. Yeah, get that out of here. Get her out of here. Who's that joker?
Who was that?
Jesus.
5 minutes.
Some people.
Back of my life.
Some people.
Nah, that was cool, though. That was cool.
It was great. Not
now,
really, but
now,
it was good.
Now I want to go to a guy who knows us.
Oh, he knows both of us.
He knows
time.
Both of us because he knows us. His name is Derek.
Derek?
Derek. And we're going to call him so he can just tell you guys more about us.
Hey, Dr. Bone?
Yes, sir.
Let me set this up with this.
Set it up, man. Yes, guys, yes. Another show. Part 3, actually. Sorry about yesterday. I was on vacation. Yes, I was traveling the seas of Istanbul. It was really nice. Pretty. A lot of starving, third world country people, you know. Nothing out of the norm when you go to Istanbul. So it's pretty nice. This dude better pick up, because he knows everything about us. Everything. Until then, let's play a song.
Yes, Dr. Bone.
Yo.
What kind of cats are you trying to call that they don't answer?
That cat didn't pick up?
That cat did not answer. And I just don't appreciate it. We give them a chance to do this, and they turn us down.
When life gives you lemons, you take a dump on her face.
When life gives you lemons,
that's
you make beef
say.
Stew. You make beef stew.
That's all I gotta say about that because that hurts.
That.
You know what? Forget him. Let's get to the nitty gritty, guys.
Let's get over it.
We're gonna prank call somebody right now. Okay.
What? You wanna do it?
Let's do it. You guys better get ready because this is gonna be a great prank call. It's this girl. I know her. She goes to my school. She doesn't know I'm a prank caller. I'm a prank caller right now.
Hey, how Dr. Bones, real quick.
Yo.
What do you want to say? Like, how do you want to talk?
We're going to be really feminine.
Feminine?
Really feminine.
Okay. You already know. Let me set this up.
Set it up, man. Well, he's setting it up. More music from Mumford & Sons.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rake yourself, take all the courage you have.
Hello?
You know who this is?
Do I know who this is?
Yeah, you know who this is.
No, I don't.
I think you already know, baby.
No, you already know. You already know who this is. Like, we talked, like, the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we talked the other day, remember?
That's weird, because I talked to a lot of people, but...
You talked to us.
No, you talked to us. Like, let me paint you a picture. You were walking down the street, and you were like, oh, my gosh, I love your hair. And then I was like, well, I did it just for you. And then we, remember, our eyes just, like, locked, and we were just intertwined with love.
And then you were like, you already know, baby. And I was like... Hey, take it down a notch. And you're like, maybe I should take it up a notch.
And then
and
you
got like,
rock hard picks. You don't remember that?
No, I don't, but it sounds like a very interesting conversation.
It sounds fun, actually.
Listen, how would I have your number if you didn't give it to me that day?
You have a point.
I mean,
exactly.
you gotta get that boom, 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 and the boom, boom, pow.
you know what he's saying?
Was this Fergie?
No,
this is Will I Am, actually. Fergie's a girl.
No, look, listen. This is Dr. Bones.
Be a girl.
And this is DJ Tetra.
DJ Tetra and Dr. Bones? You've never heard of us before?
No.
Well, you should.
Okay, what school do you go to?
You should know. I mean, like you said, we talked yesterday. Come on.
No, but you never told me that. We were just
no.
on the street. I'm a grown man, okay? I'm a grown old man, and you want to go and tell me that?
Oh, just how I like them. Just how I like them.
You like grown old men, and you're sick.
You're grown old men.
Loose.
You're naughty.
They have the loose skin and the old balls. Gross.
Saggy? Yes.
You are naughty.
Exactly.
You are naughty. That is just disturbing.
Can you hear this? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's a freaking tuba, okay?
It's a tuba.
It's a tuba.
Can you hear it? You want to hear a good song?
Yes.
It's called We No Speak Americano. Okay? Here you go.
It's kind of my theme song. I made this.
It gets better. There's a nice little techno beat right here.
And this one's for you. What?
Sounds like you guys are having a party without me. What's up with that?
You want to come party with us?
Oh, if I would have gotten an invite earlier, I would have gone.
Really?
I've heard that you stink, though. Is that true?
Do I? Well, not that I realize, but...
I heard that.
I can smell you from here.
I heard you don't use the lady speed stick. You don't use it. you go natural. That's what I heard.
All natural.
Hold on. Let me take my shirt off.
Hey, do you have underarm hair?
Do you have underarm hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't shave it. I don't believe
it.
Wow,
you're gross. that's disgusting, actually.
It
that's
is.
Gross.
Very gross, actually.
That's actually really disgusting, if you ask me.
I like to feel like a man, you know, with not shaving there.
Yeah, can I ask you something? Why would you stand the line so long with people you don't know? Why?
I could really care less.
Well, why is that?
Could you not care less right now?
That's just really wondering in my head right now. I'm like, why are you trying to talk to somebody that you don't even know? That's kind of crazy.
I mean, you know, like, if somebody called me, I'd be like, bye. But you're like, hi.
Hi. Howdy. You want to call her? That's what you're like right now.
Well, you probably got my number somehow.
You're stuttering looking for words like a lost little puppy.
Do you want to know where I found your number, actually?
Where?
The boys' locker room. I mean, you know, I was peeping in there, and it was like, call for somebody who likes underarm hair. And I'm like, I have underarm hair, so, you know, I mean.
Yeah, you know? And then there was your number, right there, right under.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Right under the jock straps.
Raka, raka.
Your number. Actually, you know what? No, listen, I'm not even going to lie to you. It was on a jock strap, right in the middle.
Ooh.
Right in the middle.
Wowzers.
How would that get there?
I don't know.
That changes everything.
It does.
You know what?
I mean, like,
I'm just flabbergasted that you're talking to somebody you really don't know right now. It's really disgusting me, so,
Hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more. No more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
Get that joker out of here.
Get out of here.
Who does she think she is?
I don't know who she's
talking to. What's the matter with her?
I just want to, like, say something to all the people out there. If somebody calls you, don't talk for, like, five. What's wrong with you? Are you, like, messed up in the head?
I mean, do you have nothing better to do at 9:52 at night?
Except I do. Listen to this show.
Zoing?
Not be called on the show. Listen to the show.
Ooh.
Come on, man.
But if you want to be called and have a good, heartfelt interview right here in the chest.
If you want to have a good interview, you know who we are. Hit us up. Or call 760-454-8843. That's all you got
to do. What did they have to message again, though? What kind of message?
You guys can message us. You guys can message us at blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com. Go to search. Type in Tetra Miranda. TetraMiranda. Drop us a line. Drop us how you want to talk.
It's one word, too, I think. Isn't it one word?
It's just one word. Tetra Miranda. It's one word.
That's what they have to know, because all my friends are like, hey, let me look you up. And I'm like, type it in. They're like, hey, it's one word, stupid.
Yeah,
and I'm
exactly.
Like, okay.
Hey, you can stop using the feminine voice now.
I'm sorry.
Stop using it now.
Y'all already know, baby. Y'all already know.
I know, baby. But
That's how my friends talk. What can I say?
I mean, this is a good show. I mean, for our third show, and we had, like, packed 30 to 28 callers the whole time.
That's pretty packed, actually.
It's pretty packed, you know? I'm sorry to the ones who called and they couldn't get on, because they texted me and they said, I'm really mad right now, so I'm really sorry to that person. I'm not kidding. I'm really sorry to who tried to call and they couldn't get in, because that's pretty messed up.
Has he said anything back yet?
No, I didn't say anything back. I'm too busy right now. I'm doing a show with 30,
wow.
30 callers. I mean,
well, we're doing the show.
I don't talk to people on the phone for, like, 5 minutes who I don't know, you know? That's how we do it.
Do you know what comes on today, Dr. Bones? Do you know?
What comes on today?
The new episode of the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Season finale today, guys.
It is. I'm going to miss it. It's been good. It's been a good run.
It's been good. I mean, it's been on since the beginning of the school year. And, you know, it's been good. I just want to say one thing to the people out there. If you guys really want to know who Dr. Bones is, like you really want to know, like you're like, who is this Dr. Bones?
Who's this mysterious figure that I've come to love?
I got accepted to Stanford, so I'll be at Stanford. That's a clue. Maybe. I could be at Stanford next year. That's a clue.
I mean, so travel all the way over there to where Stanford's located. I would tell you, but I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
It's in San Francisco, right under San Francisco. It's in Palo Alto.
Stanford. Wow. It must stink because the 49ers are over there. But go ahead and go. I'm sorry.
That's true. That's disgusting. I hate the 49ers. I can't stand them.
The garbage.
Garbage.
The garbage.
But I just want to say that, yeah, catch me there. And I just want to tell everybody, just because me and Tetra, like, we're far apart from each other, this show's not stopping. This show's not going to stop.
It's actually never going to stop.
Never going to stop. I could be in Africa, and he could be in Afghanistan. We'll still do the show. It's still going to happen.
Dodging bullets for your guys' safety.
All the time, man.
You're welcome.
All the time for you guys. Because you guys are what makes the show go, you know? You guys sit there and you guys are like, man, these guys are cool. They make a show for us. But it's because of you guys that we keep doing this. If we call today and we only had 5 listeners, we're done. We're done.
We're done.
We're done. I'm not going to do this again if we only have 5 listeners.
I mean, I'm going to feel like a fool.
I'm going to feel like a fool. And we're going to have to expand. We're going to have to start paying to do this because 30 is not enough.
It's not. I think what do we need?
The next upgrade that we're going to do is to 100. So, I mean, we'll keep doing it. We'll keep going up higher and higher. We're packed tonight.
I think we are.
I think we were so packed because we didn't have a show yesterday. And like I said before, I'm sorry, guys, that we didn't have a show yesterday. I was on vacation.
Somebody was on vacation.
I'm sorry. I was in Istanbul, riding the waves. I'm sorry. I already said that. So,
was it fun?
Huh?
Was it fun?
It was okay. A lot of third world country people. It wasn't my thing. But
did they stink?
Yeah, but it's not their fault, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't have running water, you know,
exactly.
But what can you do?
Just like Mexico.
Stinky Mexicans.
I'm sorry. Hey, that's not cool.
Hey, you know what? I just don't care right now. I don't play that kid crap. I'm a grown man.
He doesn't.
I'm a grown man.
Tetra's 38 years old, guys.
I still go to high school, but, you know.
Tetra's 38 and he goes to high school. Be careful.
I never said I wasn't a teacher. What?
Careful,
what? Oh, what in the butt?
Oh, my goodness.
What in the butt? That's all I got
to
say to that. But today's show, it seemed pretty short, didn't it?
It seemed really short. See, this is what I'm talking about. Once we upgrade our show and we get to 100 callers to call in, and we get, like, maybe we'll go to 45 minutes, then to an hour.
Ooh. Then to, like, a couple days, right?
Maybe, like, a 24-hour show, like a marathon.
I'd probably go to sleep.
I'd go to sleep.
But I'd be on. You'd hear me? You'd hear my...
You guys would hear me snore.
You'd hear my covers ruffling around.
You guys would be like, this is tight.
But we only have, like, a couple minutes left in the show.
We'll have a couple minutes. We have 1 minute left. Anything I want to say, throw some shout-outs.
Don't do it.
You got any
don't. And you don't have any either. So we're just going to carry along.
I ain't got no shout-outs. I'm sorry.
But you guys should message us. If you know us personally, just tell us. Be like, hey, I want to be on the show next week.
Yes, if you know us personally, tell us you want to be on the show. Whoa, the lady.
We got a minute 30 left.
The lady just told me we have 90 seconds left. Oh, my goodness. But, look, if you know us, tell us. Shoot
me a
text if
you
know my
number.
You
see me walking down the schools, and you're like, because I'm just going to be like, y'all, you know, baby? And you're like, I want to get on your show. And I'm like, let me look at you real quick. And if you're not up to par.
You're not getting on.
You ain't get. What do they get? Can you tell me what they get real quick?
What do they get for coming on the show?
If they're kind of stinky.
You don't get on the show.
You don't get on the show.
What do they get? They get to hit the road jack.
Oh,
they get.
Well, I kind of love to hit the road jack.
I love it too. I mean, it's good. It's a part of our show. But I mean, don't come on here if you're stinky.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not gonna speak English like somebody, you know, then don't even bother. We want everybody to listen, you know? We're actually with
cool.
Other guys.
She was really
she was cool.
Cool. And I thank her for what she did. She came on here and did what she had to do. So I thank Alexis for coming on here. I think I'm going to tell everybody her name. Her name was Gabby, the girl we prank called. Her name's Gabby.
Oops.
Gabby, next time, don't pick up the phone and keep talking. Come on.
But you know what Gabby should do?
What should she do?
Call in next Wednesday at 9:30.
She should call in next Wednesday because I'm going to tell her. and I'm going to tell her to call in next Wednesday, and we're going to interview her. How she
felt. You know what a listener should do? Call in at 9:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Call 9:30 Wednesdays and Thursdays all day.
Hey,
Dr. Bones.
We
got to
go. Catra live.
Bones.
Y'all already know, baby. Y'all already know.
Live. Every Wednesday and Thursday.
Deuces.
Radio.
Deuces.